This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. In eastern Afghanistan, American B-52 bombers today carried out blistering airstrikes against the Tora Bora cave complex. Hundreds of fighters from Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda organization are bunkered in the caves. An alliance of Afghanistan's opposition factions has encircled the al-Qaeda base from the ground, but Tora Bora's defenders aren't giving up. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tora Bora.
During a lull in the fighting, a dozen Afghan opposition fighters lie on a hillside below the Tora Bora caves. They all listen as one of their comrades provides some entertainment for the crowd. When the singer begins playing air guitar on his Kalashnikov rifle, the fighters erupt into laughter. The moment of calm doesn't last for long. The Afghans jump to their feet when a B-52 bomber suddenly appears and drops a string of bombs on the neighboring mountain. Soon after, the Afghans shoulder their Kalashnikovs and RPG rocket launchers and begin hiking up the steep hill towards frontline positions just yards from the Tora Bora caves. One of the Afghan fighters, a man named Karim Khak, says they're all marching into battle even though they haven't eaten all day, because this is the holy month of Ramadan, when Muslims can't eat or drink during the daylight hours. These al-Qaeda people are foreigners, he says. They're Arabs and Chechens. What are they doing in our country? If I capture one, I'll kill him. Several miles back from the front line, anti-Taliban commander Gholi Amir Jan describes one Tora Bora cave his men captured from al-Qaeda several days ago. They dug graves for themselves inside the cave, he says. There was one grave for each defending fighter. When someone dies, they're buried right there. They're ready to fight to the death. Gholi Amir Jan says American Special Forces are with his men and that they're helping to target the massive B-52 airstrikes that have been pounding the hills. But he says the bombardments haven't always been accurate. Yesterday, three of my men were killed near the front line by American bombs, he says. The Americans should keep bombing al-Qaeda, but they should avoid hitting civilians and the Mujahideen. The hundreds of al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters bunkered in the Tora Bora caves appear to be ready for a long siege. They're conserving their ammunition and only fighting when the Afghan opposition attacks. There have been casualties among the opposition. In the intensive care unit of a hospital in the nearby city of Jalalabad, a wounded opposition soldier coughs as a doctor checks the plastic tube that's draining bloody fluid from the patient's torso. Bashar Khan was hit three times when an al-Qaeda mortar exploded near him at the Tora Bora front lines. Still, he says his fighting days aren't over. Why not, he says. Of course I'll fight again. After 20 years of war, we're used to fighting. This warrior tradition may pose a major challenge to the campaign to conquer Tora Bora. The opposition force besieging the caves is actually a loose alliance of three Afghan factions. This morning, fighters from two of the factions almost opened fire on each other in a shootout. The dispute was over which commander owned a fleet of trucks and jeeps. As the sun set over the White Mountains, one warlord was still refusing to let one of his allies' soldiers out of jail. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tora Bora, Afghanistan.